What I can tell you is that we are left with the 151 days for the actual voting in the South Sudan. And the time is running out, and the population of South Sudan are not prepared. We need robust civic education to prepare the population to understand what are they needed to do in this referendum. Because the referendum in South Sudan is a matter of life and death for people of South Sudan. There's no second chance. This is why the delayment, which is happening now, is making it very difficult for people of South Sudan to prepare themselves to have a meaningful participation. We also appeal to the international community to release the necessary resources required. We are very grateful to the United States of America for pledging $60 million for this process. But this money remains just a figure. It is not filtering to the people on the ground to do the actual work. So we are appealing to the U.S. administration to do whatever necessary to make sure that this is done within the time frame it specified.
Ambassador Duku, both the SPLM and the NCP are supposed to oversee the referendum commission and to ensure that the process goes on smoothly. Why is the SPLM blaming the NCP for the failure of the referendum commission, as you clearly stated?
Yeah, you see, what happened now is that there was an agreement between the two parties, who signed the agreement, that the NCP will appoint or nominate the chairman of the South Sudan Referendum Commission. The SPLM will nominate the Secretary General for the South Sudan Referendum Commission. This has been an understanding which was reached between the two parties. What surprised all of us now is that the National Congress went ahead, appointed both the chairman and the Secretary General. The Secretary General is very important because the Secretary General and the chairman are the two officials who are going to run this referendum. Now, if you have one party appointing the two senior official on this, technically, our people have to be suspicious. What is the motivation behind this? Are they trying to use the two officials to rig the referendum? If they don't have the intention to rig the referendum, why go and renege on this agreement? This is why we are saying this, because the stalemate in the referendum process now is caused by the National Congress reneging on the agreement which they have with the SPLM, vis-à-vis the appointment of Secretary General of the Referendum Commission.
Isn't the CPA clear that both parties should work to make the unity attractive to Southerners ahead of the January referendum? But it seems that the SPLM has set its mind to ensure that the South secedes from the North, which is against the CPA.
It is not a matter of setting of mind. The CPA provides for making unity attractive people of South Sudan within the 6-year interim period. As we speak now, we are left with the 5 months. The 5 years, 7 months has passed. The unity which we are supposed to make attractive to people of South Sudan is not made by the SPLM. It's made by the ruling authority in Khartoum. Even the government of national unity in which SPLM is sitting, SPLM does not have the veto power. It's a minority in this government. The decision to decide what takes place in Sudan are done by the National Congress Party. So what we're saying is, making it attractive is not obligation of the SPLM or obligation of South Sudan, because the instrument of power since independence lie in Khartoum, whether it is the political power, whether it is economic power, whether it is security power, whether imposing the cultural hegemony of Islamic ideology as well as Islamic culture. It was imposed by Khartoum. So we're saying that it is Khartoum which have to show the people of South Sudan that attitude have changed, that we can coexist together, North and the South, that the unity which has caused people of South Sudan two bloody wars, 1955 to 1972, the first war, 1983 to 2005, the second war. Millions of people of South Sudan died in this war because the two war was fought 100% in the South, not in the Northern Sudan. So what the question people of South Sudan are asking is that, what is this unity which is imposing war on us and our people are suffering? Because unity in definition of people of South Sudan, it means war. So we are not prepared to accept something which is imposing war on us. That's why making it attractive was obligation of the North. And they have not done it in the 5 months, 5 years, 7 months, and they cannot do it in 5 months. So we're telling international community, including United States of America, that instead of wasting time saying that there is two choices in the referendum, unity and independence, the people of South Sudan already made up their mind. They are going to vote for independence. Let us prepare for orderly divorce so that North Sudan and South Sudan coexist in peaceful environment without hostility. Because there's no way that unity can be made attractive in 5 months, which cannot be made, which was not able to be made in 5 years and 7 months.